In music, as elsewhere, strangers may be best introduced by mutual friends. World music commentator Milo Miles has the first of his two-part examination of rock stars with a taste for international sounds and a desire to convert their fans.
Welcome to the wonderful world of world music sponsors. For several years now, singers and rhythms from Africa, the Near East, and South America have had friends in high places on the hit parade. Paul Simon made the first big splash with Graceland, but recently David Byrne of Talking Heads has threatened to swallow Brazil whole, and Peter Gabriel has backed the starting of a new record label devoted entirely to world music. All this brings up the nasty question of exploitation. Are these well-off rockers simply ripping off little-known foreign musicians? Have Gabriel and Byrne run out of ideas and resorted to a kind of colonial patronage to spice up their careers? Are these guys imperialist pigs or what? Well, I think celebrity intervention is benign, even praiseworthy, when it comes to collecting and presenting anthologies of world music. A batch of strange-sounding songs are much more likely to be bought if they have a famous name attached to them. David Byrne has done a particularly fine job with his Brazil Classics series. The first collection, Beleza Tropical, came out earlier this year and served up a cornucopia of Brazilian pop, mostly by stars of the 60s and 70s. Women singers were a bit underrepresented, but there's lots of choice work by Jorge Ben, Gilberto Gil, Milton Nascimento, and Caetano Veloso. One woman who does get in some great licks is Nazaré Pereira. She shows off Brazilian melody at its best in Maculele. Byrne's second collection from Brazil is the just-released O Samba. Samba is plainly a folk form, made for bouncy, non-stop dancing. And the best sambas often appear during carnival celebrations, where they are performed by dozens of musicians and hundreds of dancers and singers. There are lots of recordings of carnival sambas, but all the ones I've heard sound like mass chaos and very repetitive. Stay away from carnival records and hear Byrne's O Samba instead. He keeps more variety than anybody else has managed, and the translations reveal the wit behind many sambas. My favorite is SPC, in which a jilted lover threatens revenge on his girl by getting her in trouble with the credit bureau.
Precisei de roupa nova, mas sem prova de salário. Combinamos, eu pagava. Você fez o crediário. Nosso caso foi pra cova e a roupa pro armário. Nosso caso foi pra cova e a roupa pro armário. E depois você quis manchar meu nome dentro do meu métier. Deixou pra moral de um homem. Vou me vingar de você porque eu vou sujar seu nome no SPC. Tu vai ver, eu vou sujar seu nome no SPC.
So far, so festive. But now Byrne has released an album of his own music with all sorts of Brazilian and general Latin American accompaniment and a small army of sidemen, including Willie Colon, Milton Cardona, Yomo Toro, and Johnny Pacheco. It's called Rei Momo, and it's all very authentic with plenty of spirited playing. The 15 different styles of rhythm in the background cut Byrne loose to be playful or ominous, scornful or soulful.
And they will. I'll drink to you.
But when I listen close and think about Ray Momo, I'm not so sure about it. A few of the numbers are very typical Burns songs with just unexpected backing. And sometimes his twitty surrealism just goes over the top. At one point he sings, "You know that roses and lilacs are funky too. Get down, David." I guess what I'm saying is that about half the time, Ray Momo sounds like an exercise rather than an adventure. Byrne really does need a band of equals to say no to him ever so often. Still, I want to emphasize that for the other half of the time, he flies solo like an ace. When Byrne can construct a sassy vocal with pithy words snuggled right into the beat, Ray Momo can be a tropical holiday for the ears. It's worth a visit, anyway.
Milo Miles is a freelance journalist who writes regularly about pop music for The Village Voice.